talking about checking bugs, right? So he brings here now יש פה גויאבה.
Podcast.
יש פה גויאבה. You know what גויאבה is? גויאבה?
In California they say guava.
Guava. Okay. Top. In Hebrew they say guava. Doesn't make a difference. But anyways, the mice are they're very infested. You can't just peel them and eat them. What you need to do is slice them. What do you look there? There's white worms. Where it's soft, usually they are. But nothing's soft. It all looks whole and nice. After you slice them, you can eat them. It's time to take one and just eat. Vaya. Okay, gezel, the carrot. I'm just checking your Hebrew. So carrots, gezel, you don't have to check bichlal. I mean, if you see something which is really soft or whatever, of course, but stangach gezel, it's not. No bugs in gezel. Gamba, you know what gamba is?
Pepper.
Pepper, any type of pepper, red pepper, yellow pepper. Usually there's no...
What was it?
Gamba. Mem, bet, hey.
That means any type of pepper?
No, usually it's red pepper.
You're talking about the bell peppers?
Bell peppers.
The big ones.
Yeah. Yes. Those, you just have to look inside. You open them, throw the top away, and look inside. Wash it well. If you see, not all the time the black stuff inside is bugs. You can open it, and the stomach's black a little bit inside, it's okay. But sometimes it's bugs inside, usually on the bottom. Okay, so that's how you just... Yeah, granola. You buy granola, if you don't make it off. You buy granola, you have to check it, because you don't know it's sitting in the bag there, and there's sugar and all kinds of stuff in it. How do you check it? Simply, like you check rice. Just pour it on a plate, the amount that you want to eat, and look between them. You see that it's only food, and not all kinds of friends of ours if you don't want to eat.
Both my wife and I's Cheerios last week. Brand new bag.
Yeah. I've usually done that. You call the company, you'll get a lot of Cheerios.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Right, but
what?
America.
Also here, I bought one Snoova, I remember. The date was okay and it was bad. I called them. Okay, fine, we'll send you. I did it a few times.
What did they send you?
What?
What did they send?
They sent me a whole list of one thing I bought. They sent me 10 things I got to take. You go to the store, goodbye, they send. They ask me, which hash you eat only mehadlin? Okay, we'll send you things which are mehadlin. They send you coupons. You go to any store and you can go. You ask them, they ask you which store you bought. After a few times I bought from a certain store, that a few times it was bad, I told them, you might go check that store. Maybe they're holding your stuff not right, I don't know.
Wasn't it shipped from America and it takes 6 months to get there?
What is?
It's Cheerios.
Cheerios?
Or any American cereal.
I don't know. Whatever it is, it doesn't have to have bugs in it. It has bugs in it. It's their responsibility. That's what they say on the box. Right? It says this thing was. This product came out of our company and it was good and fresh and whatever. If for any reason you're not satisfied with it, call us and you'll get many, many Cheerios. And they don't say that, but that's what they give you. If you know what gut, you know what gut is? Gut, you don't know what gut is? Okay, forget it.
What is it?
No, it's a Yemenite drug.
Drug?
Yeah.
It's a leaf, there's a drug in it.
They either smoke it.
No, they chew it. They don't eat it, no smoke it.
I think it's illegal in the state.
What?
Recently, yeah.
Really?
I don't know what it was until now.
Ah, and this is every Temani grows in his backyard. They chew on it, they give you.
You get high?
What? You don't get high, you get energy.
What can I get?
It's also good for a man's.
Don't they use that as an asthma treatment? Because there's a certain drug, there's a certain leaf that they turn into tea. It's banned in the United States.
Lo yada, I don't know, it's called gut in Hebrew.
Where can we get it?
I'm a Temani guy. I sell it for you.
They sell them in the stores?
I don't think so.
Maybe the shuk, right?
Maybe Bukhari.
But if you buy gut, you're supposed to check them. What do? You put them in water, in the soap and water for 3 minutes. And you have to. And then wash it really well under stream. Look in the light that there's no mechilot. How do you say mechilot? There's no
tunnels,
right? If there's no tunnels, so it's clean.
Give him a set. Give him a top.
Give him a top. Gut. Zeitim, olives. If you buy olives, right? So there's a few types. There's a few types of sugim. Two types of olives. There's manzolino. You heard of manzolino? Usually those big ones in the cans. Manzolino. Anyways, yeah. And also there's a zait suvi. It's a Syrian type of zait. Usually they're smaller. And they're not pitted. Because if you pit them, you'll left nothing. The Ma'aseh said, if there's a bruise or something, it could be there's bugs in there. You have to take off the bruise. Check it, open it, check it. If there's nothing on the outside, you can eat it. Sometimes there's little spots on the olives. Little spots, black. You can't eat those. There's a knimot. A little bug. Okay.
Now, what about if they're canned and pitted?
Canned, pitted. Perfect. What I'm talking about. I'm sure you don't eat from the tree olives, right?
Right.
Kind of impossible.
Impossible.
Yeah. Talking about the can. So black ones, okay? It's very difficult to check. You buy only with the perigot hechsher. Anyway, you have to buy olives with the hechsher. You can't go to any country in the world and buy olives. Why? A lot of times they use vinegar to make it. A lot of times the vinegar is made out of wine. It's not kosher. When we were in South America, there was only, in this company, specific company, there was only one type of olive that we were allowed to eat. Because that was without any vinegar at all. So then everything else was okay. Here, now is the season of za'atar. You know what za'atar is?
Yeah, the spice.
How do you say it in English? It has a name.
Za'atar.
No, it has a name in English. I saw it. They say because you live here. In America, they say za'atar.
I'm cool.
Now, Yosef, what's up?
I want to know, because I was just talking about this.
Where's your dictionary? You don't have it here?
I get it.
Don't get it.
Zatar?
Here, he has a dictionary over there.
Yeah, we call it Zartar.
Mm-hmm. No, it has a name.
Zayin
Ayin Tafresh. Yeah. Anyway, Zatar, now is the season. It grows now a lot. It's beautiful. You walk in the, it's in Yeshmon Anavi over there. You smell Zatar. There's a lot of Zatar grows there, and it's wild. Let's say you picked some, you brought them home, now you want to eat them, or maybe there's bugs in there. You want to put it in, you can put it in pasta, it's really good, all kinds of things.
Pasta? I thought it was mostly for pita.
That's only the crushed one, dried and crushed. That you put in the pita. But if you have it fresh, you can put it in all kinds of things. Put it in anything, that does very good. Anyways. If it's fresh, you put it in put in soapy water. Wash it well. So if it's dried, or if it's crushed, like usually people buy them. By the way, those crushed ones, they're full of salt. Malay. My friend told me he sifted once in a very, very fine sifter. The number of salt came out. He said 2/3 of salt. Full of salt.
Is that what you're buying them?
Yeah.
You're buying salt.
Yeah, you're buying salt. You're paying for zata and you're buying salt. Salt is cheaper than that.
Yeah, but that one they add salt
to it.
They
add like sesame seeds.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Salt,
yeah.
Not a
dictionary?
What's up?
Yeah? It has a name. Anyways. The Maaseh, you have to just make sure when you buy za'atar that there's no webs in there. If there's no webs, you can eat it. If there's web, right? Or if it's a gushim, not only gushim, it's a lumps. Yeah? So then it's problematic. There's a good chance it's bugs in there, you can't eat it. You have to eat it, or you have to remove the problem. And
so if you get a big container of Zucker, you have to check the whole thing.
Just see that it's not no.
Just shake it.
See that there's no webs in there.
Also, make sure you get the Zucker when it's wild. It goes with the little ones. That's what dogs use.
Yeah.
To toss them.
If there was if there's webs in there, you can't use that bar. Before you leave the store, you check this. When you pick it up from the shelf, that's what you look for first thing, if there's web or not. Because if there's webs there, you can't even check it. Well, usually there'll be web in there if it sat in the store for a long time. That's why, again, you buy in a place with this
high turnover.
Yeah, let's see, in the shuk, there's a lot of tavlinim stores.
So how do you store it so that you're
freezing?
In the freezer, okay.
What color is it? Green?
Mm-hmm. Dark green, yellow zeit. That's after they crush it. Before it's a different green.
Who cooled it?
No, after time. That's all. So chumus, I told you already how to check, but I'll tell you now. Chumus, first of all, again, you check when you buy that there's no webs and stuff. If you buy in a package, if it's not packaged, okay, you just take it. The fast way is to boil water, to put about 2.5 times the amount of water, even more, depends, but it blows up very much. But a lot of water, if you put boiling water, you only wait for 2 hours for checking it. If you put cold water, you have to wait overnight, like 6 hours, 7 hours, to make it till it blows up. Once it blows up, okay, you can look, because we found that what's the thing? There's a klipa, there's a
shell.
It's not really a shell, it's a peel. Yeah. Over each hummus is a peel. Each chickpea, you say, right?
Yeah.
Is a peel. And the peel, when it's not blown up, when it's still dried on, it's not clear, it's unsee-through, you can't look through. Once you put it in the water, it becomes see-through. It becomes clear. And then, that's why you put it in water and it blows up. We said if it's boiling water 2 hours, if it's not boiling water, it's 7-8 hours, put it all night. Then it's very easy to check. You take the hummus, take a handful, you look at it. If there's anything that looks different, weird, you don't want it, you throw it out. Other side again, put in the what's okay. You'll find not good ones, you throw them out. But it's a big thing to check, it's very easy to check. The small things like rice and stuff, you have to look at it more carefully. Hummus, you have to look specifically at each one. It's very fast. Yeah, you would do a whole kilo, it'll take you 10 minutes at most to check after you soak it. It's not a big deal.
You soak it in boiling water, not the water is boiling the whole time, 2 hours. Water's not boiling.
No. You put on it boiling water.
And let it sit there.
Yeah, you don't have to cook it. You have to cook it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, boiling water is how long?
What?
The boiling water is 8 hours. How long is boiling water?
2 hours. Put a lot of water so it's...
Soak it
in boiling water. Okay, now if you have hummus in the house, you bought for making a falafel, and it's a powder, you don't have to check it. Yeah, okay, wheat. Yeah, people buy wheat. Sfaradim, they put the wheat in their challenge. Yeah, whatever, you can put wheat in all kinds of things. You have to check wheat. You could see if it's there's problems in it. Usually the problem is in the wheat itself. You'll see, you could see if it's problematic, you'll remove what you don't want. Okay. Yeah, I never knew this. Chubeza, you know what chubeza is? When Yerushalayim was in siege, talking about not 70 years ago, 66 years ago, there was a siege here during the 1948 war, and they couldn't, there was nothing to eat here, there was mamash, people were dying from hunger. There's a thing called Lechem Arabi, they call it. It's called Chubeza in Arabic, or Chalamid in Hebrew. It grows. Actually, now already it's the end of the season, but it looks. It has like a peel, and inside you peel it a little peel, and then it's kilo. It has like kilo.
kernel?
On the kernel.
Wheat.
What?
Wheat.
No. It's like... איך אומרים... like citric fruits, they have פלחים. איך אומרים פלח in English? Oranges, what do they have? They have a...
peel?
No, no.
No, inside. It's divided.
It's
divided.
Segments.
Sections like that?
Right, segments.
So that's what it has also. It's very small and it's green. It's very healthy. Very, very healthy. My wife picks them. I put them in the salad. Picks them in the wild. It's very, very healthy. You put them in the salad. Don't taste it really. So, whatever. If you see it, I'll show you. One day I'll bring it to you another. You have to put it in soap, water and soap. Soapy water and rinse it well. And if you look if there's anything on it. I saw something, some black things on it. I threw it out. But, what time is clean?
You know what's called in English? What's called in English?
You have a dictionary, if you look at it.
Can you get it at the show?
Nah, they don't sell it. It grows wild. No one grows it. Let me mallow. Heard of mallow?
Yeah.
Mallow. That's the name of it. And yofi, chatzilim. Eggplant. You just look on the outside if there's any problem. No problem. You just eat it like that. You can cook it like that without checking. If there's a problem, soft or whatever, you take off whatever the problematic part and you eat the rest. Chalshat, I don't know what that is. Yarkot kpuim. Again, frozen vegetables, peas, carrots, tiras, corn, okay? Celery, stems that are frozen, kishui, but all these things which are frozen, you check without, you don't have to check. All these frozen things, you check them. Okay. But anything else which is not like simple, for example, broccoli and cauliflower, all these things, you can't eat them unless they're in a mahashu that said that they're bugless. Otherwise, you cannot eat flowers. You can eat only the stems. Vegetables which are sold, vegetables are sold crushed really, really fine, so you don't have to check.